الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب من ابتغى الهدى من غير القرآن باب من ابتغى الهدى من غير القرآن The chapter on the one who seeks guidance from other than the Quran The chapter on the one who seeks guidance from other than the Quran. We all know that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a book of light and a book of guidance and a book of knowledge and wisdom and a book of mercy for those who believe in it and those who study and learn it. And it's incumbent to believe in the book of Allah azza wa jalla and to suffice with his guidance and to suffice with its guidance, the chapter on the one who seeks guidance from other than the Quran, meaning the great threat with regards to this and a warning and the dangerous and foul and disgraceful outcome for those who seek guidance from other than the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala wa qawlullahi Azza wa Jal, and the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ الآيتين And the author, he says, in the statement of Allah the Most High, and whosoever turns away blindly from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, meaning from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning this Qur'an and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will appoint for him a shaytan. نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ Then we will appoint for him a devil, a shaytan, to be a companion for him. الآيتين يعني and also he is intending, رحمه الله, this verse and the verse after. This verse and the verse after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this noble verse in his book, he says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ يَعْنِ مَنْ يُعْرِضْ The one who turns away. And whoever turns away, عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ From the remembrance of Ar-Rahman. From the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the greatest dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Qur'an. Is his Qur'an. And inside the Qur'an is the law and legislation. Which likewise, and remembering, one he will remember Allah. From the greatest aspects of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remember the path that leads to him. To remember the law and legislation that he has prescribed, that he's pleased with from creed and statement and action. Indeed, that will lead to his pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remember the obligations and to perform them for his sake. Subhana, this is from the greatest remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. And to remember likewise the prohibitions and those affairs that are forbidden, dangerous and lowly and evil. And displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to strive to avoid them. This is from the greatest remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla. This is what the Quran consists of. The clarification of the commandments and the prohibitions and the path that leads to Allah azza wa jalla. And likewise the warning from the deviant paths that lead away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ يَعْنِ مَنْ يُعْرِضْ مَنْ يُعْرِضْ Whoever turns away and has a blind eye and has no care or concern for the remembrance of Ar-Rahman. For the Quran, for the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the outcome for this, the result of that, نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا نُقَيِّضْ يعني نُهَيِّئْ لَهُ وَنَجْعَلُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ يعني مُصَاحِبْ وَمُنَازِمْ مُصَاحِبْ وَمُنَازِمْ So whoever turns away from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, from the remembrance, whoever turns away blindly with no care or concern for the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, meaning from this Quran, from complying in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, with sincere submission and humbleness before him subhanahu wa ta'ala, by obeying him in his law, then we will appoint for him a devil. Then we will appoint for him a devil. نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا يعني نُهَيِّئُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا وَنَجْعَلَهُ قَرِينًا سَيِّئًا يُضِلُّهُ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ We will appoint for him a devil that will be a companion, that will be by his side, that will mislead him and entice him and decorate falsehood for him until he goes astray. Until he goes astray, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in this verse, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ وَمَنْ يَعْشُ Ibn Kathir, رحمه الله تعالى, he mentions, أَيْ يَتَعَامَى وَيَتَغَافَلْ وَيُعْرِضْ يَتَعَامَى وَيَتَغَافَلْ وَيُعْرِضْ The meaning of this verb here, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ من عشا يعشو, من عشا يعشو عشان. And this has a meaning of having a weakness in eyesight. The original meaning of this verb is to have a weakness in eyesight. And عشا, any عشا البصر, that his eyesight will become weak. His eyesight will become weak. But what is intended here, Ibn Kathir, he says, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ يَعْنِي مَنْ يَتَعَامَى وَيَتَغَافَلْ وَيُعْرِضْ, the one who takes a blind eye and he is heedless and negligent, turning away from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, turning away from the Quran. This is very suitable from that which has preceded in the previous chapter, the warning of being negligent with regards to the Quran. So this is an outcome from that. The one who shows a blind eye, he has no care or no concern, he has no respect and no honor, and he has no diligence to learn and to follow the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the recompense for him in this life is that a devil will be appointed for him. Any one that would entice him to evil and encourage him to falsehood and decorate the foul and lowly ways for him until he follows them, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ in misguidance. Until he follows them, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ in misguidance. Ibn Kathir, he says, وَالْعَشَى فِي الْعَيْنِ والعشاء يعني بالالف الممدوده عين شين الف ممدوده والعشاء is a noun والعشاء في العين. And this word العشاء is in the eye, it's in the eye, it means ضعف بصرها العشاء في العين, to have the عشاء in the eye, يعني ضعف بصرها, meaning that the eyesight, the vision will become weak. The vision will become weak. And he says, رحمه الله تعالى, والمراد ها هنا عشاء البصيرة. عشاء البصيرة. And what is being referred to here is the weakness of the insight. The weakness of the insight. And this has preceded in several of our previous classes, the issue of البصر والبصيرة. The issue of البصر والبصيرة. البصر, it means eyesight and vision. It means eyesight and vision. And al-basira, it means insight, meaning with the heart. So al-basar yakunu fi al-ayn, wal-basira yakunu fi al-qalb. Al-basar, vision, it's with regards to the eye, the viewing and the sight of the eye, the vision and the sight of the eye. But likewise, the heart, it has the ability to see as well. But also the heart, it has the ability to see as well. And this is called al-basira, al-basira, from the same root. From the same root, and this is called insight, and this is called insight, and this is what is intended here, and this is what is intended. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ أَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ, and meaning maybe the man, he turns a blind eye, meaning he has no concern, he has no care, he turns away from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, then a devil will be appointed for him, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the eyesight, no doubt, is a great favor and blessing. From the greatest of the favors and blessings, the blessing of eyesight, and also the hearing, and also the mind, the sound mind to ponder and reflect. These are from the greatest blessings and favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the greater than that is the blessing of al-basira, and the blessing of al-hidayah, and the blessing of guidance and insight, and al-ilm al-nafi', and the beneficial knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the greatest blessing, the guidance of the heart and the insight of the heart, the ability to see the truth and to understand it and to love it and to prefer it and to apply it and to abide by it. This is the greatest blessing. And the other blessings, without this blessing, in reality, they're not complete. Rather, they're only temporal. They're only temporary. And in reality, they will wind up being a means of retribution. Because without insight, a person, he will not be able to use his eyesight in a manner pleasing to the Creator and the Provider of the eyes. Nor will he be able to use his ears in a manner proper and pleasing to the Creator and the Provider of the ears and the hearing. And likewise, his mind and his heart. The one who does not have insight, he does not have knowledge, he does not have guidance, he does not have the blessing of al-Islam in detail, and the proper understanding, and the proper creed and belief and reality of this life and his purpose, then he will not be able to reflect and use his mind in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, as has preceded. These individuals, they have hearts they don't understand with them. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا, they have eyes that they're not able to see with. وَآذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and they have ears yet they're not able to hear with, meaning they're not able to hear the truth in a manner that's beneficial. They're not able to see the truth, even if it's clear in front of their face, and they're not able to comprehend and understand and believe and that which is revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it's presented directly to them in the most eloquent manner. This is because they have no insight. And from the reason of this is that a person will turn away and have no care or concern for the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for that which is revealed in the noble Quran. He will reject that or turn away from that. And from turning away from that is showing preference to this worldly life and neglecting the law and legislation found therein. Neglecting the law and legislation found therein by falling short in performing the obligations, or having no care or concern in perpetrating blatantly with no honor the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in His book, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But indeed, it is not the eyes that go blind, but it is the hearts that truly go blind that are in the chest. So when he were to lose his eyesight, no doubt, this is a great calamity and hardship and trial that one will face. But greater than that, the true blindness is the blindness of the heart. When of a person, he will turn away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever a person, he will turn away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And whoever turns away and rejects the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever turns away and is negligent and turns a blind eye to the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, to the Quran, to the law and legislation found therein, then we will appoint for him a devil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And he will be for him a qareen, yani mulaziman lahu. يُضِلُّهُ وَيُزَيِّنُ لَهُ الْبَاطِلُ وَيُحُثُّهُ عَلَيْهِ. He will decorate for him falsehood. He will mislead him. He will misguide him. He won't call him to evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blamed the likes of these people and many verses in His book. These traits likewise. For a believer to take caution and to be aware of the foul outcome of those who turn away and those who are blind-hearted. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah, He mentioned in His book, الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا. Those, any people who will have a foul outcome and disgrace on the day of resurrection, their eyes, they used to have covers over them. And He covers over them, prohibiting them from seeing the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the truth of the Quran and that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا. They were not able to hear. Meaning they were not able to hear the truth. They are not able to hear and to see the realities of al-Iman and the clarification of the Quran and the guidance of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of this verse, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. So the issue here, يَعَشُ, is going back to having a deficiency in insight. So the original meaning of this word is to have a weakness in eyesight. To have a weakness in eyesight. So it's going back to the issue of pondering and reflecting over the book of Allah. What is intended here again, as Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah, is not the eyesight, but the insight. So this type of person, maybe he will read the Quran, or he will look into the Quran, or recite the Quran, but he'll be negligent. He'll be negligent in pondering and reflecting. He'll be negligent in pondering and reflecting, and he will not strive to understand the meanings. And he will not strive to understand the meanings. And he will look at it any outwardly. He will look at it from the tangible aspect and recite it and the likes like this. But he will not strive to comprehend and to reflect until it benefits him. This is from the outcome of that. And this has proceeded in our previous class. And this is how the heart becomes hard. Barakallahu fikum. By reciting the book of Allah, but not striving to understand. If a person does not reflect over it, he does not understand, then he cannot truly benefit. In this manner, the heart will become hard. Many times a person, if he recites something he does not understand, then in application, he will contradict that which he just recited. In his statement, in his action, even in his belief, in his creed sometimes. Because he's reciting something, yet he had no care or concern to learn what it means. And from the traps and from the tricks of the devil with regards to the Ummah of Muhammad, with regards to the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the later generations, is to try to convince them that no one can understand the Quran. That no one can understand the Quran except for someone who has reached a high status and the likes like this. And this led them after after this plan and plot had worked with some of the ignorant and the foolish, they believed in this doubt. They believed in this doubt, and then after that, they began to blind follow those whom they deemed to be qualified to interpret and clarify for them the Quran, and they misinterpret many of the verses and concealed many of the true realities that were contrary to their desires, just as the people of the book had done before. So the one who turns away from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, meaning the one who does not strive to benefit from the recitation, the one who does not strive to benefit from the Quran by studying it and learning it and learning its law and legislation. This is what takes precedence, and this is the aim and the goal. As for learning its recitation, then this is a means. And it's not sufficient. No doubt a person who will strive to learn to recite the Quran. And to memorize the Quran and to learn the tajweed of the Quran to the best of his ability. And those who are gifted in that, then maybe they will go a bit further and learn even more precise details in the recitation. But one, he will not go too far in this affair or to extremes in this affair and become negligent with regards to the law that is there. The law that is found therein. This is of utmost importance for every believer to realize the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what He has revealed. This is the revelation, the guidance, and the law, and the legislation, the halal and the haram. This is the straight path. As-sirat al-mustaqim, it is in complying to the commandments and avoiding the prohibitions and striving in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the avenues and the actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of the straight path. This is subul as-salam. This is the avenues of the pleasure of Allah. The avenues that lead to the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. The actions and the deeds that are pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beginning with the actions of the heart and then likewise the rest of the body following in line. So the one who has no care and concern for this is what will happen to him. A devil will be appointed for him, waliyadhu billah. And the author, he says, al-ayatayn, yani, the two verses. So the verses they read, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانٍ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. That and whoever turns away blindly from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, then we will appoint for him a shaitan, a devil, to be a companion for him. And indeed, they are stopping and blocking people from the path of Allah. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And those devils, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, that are coupled with those individuals, those foul and lowly companions, then they will stop them and block them from the path of Allah. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. All the while they believe they're on right guidance. And this is from the worst of all punishments, from the greatest of all trials, to be tried with a lowly companion that would decorate falsehood and encourage a person to deviate and to do it in such a manner that he will become dumbfounded and fooled. And he will be upon falsehood and upon a lowly way, all the while he thinks he's doing something good, like the people of innovation, waliyadhu billah, they're on a lowly way, beginning with the Khawarij, and likewise the Rafidah, from the worst of them, and any other from the people of innovation, likewise, from the Ikhwan Muslimun and those upon their way, and the Tablighiyun, all of these deviant sects and these deviant ways, from the early generations all the way until today, and the Sufiyya and those different Turuq that are innovated, Turuq al-Mudilla, al-Mubtada', waliyadhu billah, different paths to follow, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, that are contrary to that which is clarified in the book of Allah, contrary to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, then this is from the worst of affairs. They think they're doing something good. They think that they're upon right guidance. And they would even sometimes fight to death in defense of this affair, or strive in a great manner to support this falsehood. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. All the while they believe that they are on right guidance. And this happens again from turning away from the Quran, turning away from the recitation of the Quran, from pondering and reflecting on the Quran, from the commandments and prohibitions and the law and legislation that is found in the Quran. Allah, he mentions after this, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ. They will continue to mislead that individual. They will continue to mislead them and stop them and block them and deter them, hinder them from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, all the while they think they're upon right guidance. All the while thinking they're upon right guidance, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ. All the way until whenever he dies, and on the day of resurrection, he's brought back and he will say, oh, I wish that between me and him was the distance of the east and the west. And he would free himself from the likes of them. Had he had never met the likes of this individual, had he never been in the company of this person, of this devil, and those who follow that way, and those who follow that way. The verses continue, and this is from Surah Az-Zukhruf. The verses continue. And then the address comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way until Allah, he says, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Beautiful verses. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ. Then after mentioning these affairs here, and then after addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal, he orders his prophet, his noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Hold fast, O Prophet. Hold fast, O Prophet, to that which was revealed to you. To that which was revealed to you. And do not follow any other way, any other guidance, except the guidance that is revealed to you. Indeed, you are upon a straight path. So likewise, this verse here, there are other verses that are very similar like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions also in Surah Fussilat, وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَّمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْرِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Yani, this is the same word here that's being used. Yani, هَيَّأْنَا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ. قُرَنَاءَ is the plural of قَرِينَ. Is the plural of قَرِينَ. What do they do? فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And they adorn for them that which is in front of them and that which is behind them. Any that which is in front of them, مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, any that which they're coming to. The people of knowledge, they mention this is in reference to the worldly life. They will adorn for them the affair of the worldly life and entice them and encourage them to show preference to this life over the hereafter. And likewise, they will as well mislead them with regards to the hereafter. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, this is with regards to the hereafter. Casting doubts in their hearts until they have doubts about the resurrection. And they begin to belie and to deny the resurrection. The people of Nod, as they mentioned these verses here, they're all similar likewise to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. And the one who reflects over these verses, all of them in different portions of the Quran, but each one interprets the other. Each one interprets the other. That which is mentioned here, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. And this is our subject, the one who turns away, the one who is negligent, turns a blind eye, and is heedless with regards to the Quran, the remembrance of our Rahman, what is the result for that? نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. We will appoint for him a devil. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. What would he do for him? He would adorn for him falsehood. He would entice him and cause him to fall negligent with regards to the commandments of Allah and the prohibitions until he shows preference to this life over the hereafter. And likewise, he will not stop with him, rather he will continue to adorn this affair and to attempt to corrupt his heart until he has doubts about the resurrection. Until he has doubts about the resurrection, or until he comes to a state of heedlessness where he's living a life as if he believes he's going to live forever. And this was also from the meaning of that which has preceded. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبَلُوا فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And do not be like those who received the book before you and a period passed by them and their hearts became hardened. Their hearts became hardened. From the interpretation of that, as they began to live in a manner as if they believe they're going to live forever. A period passed by them until their hearts become so hard. And this is the case. The devil, he will adorn the affairs of this life for a person, and he will cause doubts and misconceptions in his heart until he has doubts about the hereafter. Even if he doesn't have doubts about the hereafter, he'll be living a lifestyle as if he's going to live forever. As if he's going to live forever. I mean, no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. No fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also this verse here in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. And whoever opposes the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the guidance has become clear for him, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he follows the way other than the believers. And this is from the evidences for the obligation of following the Sahaba. So this is the outcome of sins. Likewise, a person, he'll be misled from the straight path, the path of the Sahaba. And he'll be turned away. He'll be turned away from the proper creed and proper belief and the proper methodology and the proper application of al-Islam. And the proper application of al-Islam, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We'll leave him in that which he has chosen. وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ. We'll cause him to land in the hellfire and taste the punishment therein. وَسَأَتْ مَسِيرًا. And such an evil destination is this. So this is a great warning. That one, he will have great concern for the Quran. And the guidance is in the Quran. And the Quran is a book of light and a book of guidance. And one, he must suffice with that and not turn away from that. And not seek guidance from other than the Quran. If we look here and now, likewise, the verse after this, the author, he mentions, clarifying a great understanding of the author. He says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And he coupling this issue here now with the statement of Allah the Most High, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. الآية. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And his statement, the Most High, and we have sent down to you, yani, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, and he meaning this Quran, as an exposition of everything. تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, meaning a clarification for all things. So if the Quran is a clarification for all things, then one, he should suffice with that. And he will not need to go to the Torah to seek guidance. And he will not need to go to the Injil to seek guidance. He will not go to the Bible to seek guidance. He will not go to the psychiatrist to seek guidance. He will not go to this one or to that one to seek guidance. Rather, the guidance is in the Quran. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, meaning this Quran, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, as a clarification of all things. And the verse continues, وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And as a means of guidance and mercy and glad tidings for the Muslims. That we have revealed to you, sent down this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a clarification for all things and guidance and mercy and glad tidings for the Muslims. Yani, for those who believe in Allah in the last day, and they submit and surrender in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is a detailed explanation and guidance and clarification for all things. Then a person, he must suffice with that. He will not seek guidance in other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From those who mentioned great benefits with regards to this verse is Al-Alama Muhammad Al-Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah ta'ala, in his work Adwa al-Bayan, fi idahi al-Qur'ani bil-Qur'an. He has a great tafsir al-Shanqiti rahimahullah ta'ala, and he is Shaykh al-Shuykhina. He is the Shaykh of our teachers, from the Mashaykh of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, hafidhahullah ta'ala. In this work, he mentioned great benefits, and we have some of them. We read them in a summarized manner. So he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, qawluhu ta'ala, wa nazzalna alayka al-kitaba tibyanan likulli shay. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book as a clarification for all things. He says, dhakara jalla wa ala fi hadhihi al-ayat al-kareema annahu نزل على رسوله هذا الكتاب العظيم تبيانا لكل شيء. That Allah the Most High, he has clarified in this noble verse that he has revealed to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this great book as a clarification for all things. وبين ذلك في غير هذا الموضع. And Allah, he clarified this likewise in other than this place. كقوله ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء. And we have not neglected anything in the book. And I like the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of which is مَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not neglected anything in the book whatsoever. عَلَى الْقَوْلِ بِأَنَّ الْمُرَادَ بِالْكِتَابِ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Based upon the position of those who say that what is intended by the word الْكِتَابِ, book, in this verse is the Qur'an. And in referring that there's a difference of opinion in this interpretation. مَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not neglected anything in the book. Some of the people of knowledge, as they mentioned, what is intended here by the book is the Quran. He says, وَأَمَّا عَلَى الْقَوْلِ بِأَنَّهُ لَهُ الْمَحْفُوظُ فَلَا بَيَانَ لِلْآيَةِ. And as for upon the position that what is intended here is the preserved scripture, al-lawh mahfuz, then there's no evidence here. And some of the people have not as mentioned what is intended by this verse, وَمَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, is referring to the Quran. And others they mentioned, no, rather it's referring to al-lawh mahfuz. So upon the statement that it's referring to the Quran, no doubt this supports that which we're discussing. And he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, as for upon the other position, then it does not support that. Then it does not support that. He says, wa'ala kulli hal, and in any case, فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ فِيهِ بَيَانٌ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And in any case, there's no doubt that the Quran has a clarification for all things. That the Quran has a clarification for all things. And then he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَالسُنَّةُ كُلُّهَا تَدْخُلُ فِي آيَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَالسُنَّةُ كُلُّهَا تَدْخُلُ فِي آيَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُ. There's no doubt that the Quran in it is a clarification for all things. And the Sunnah is included entirely. The Sunnah entirely, in every aspect of the Sunnah, is included in the Quran in one verse. In one verse. It doesn't mean only one verse. Many of the many verses. But in one verse. In one verse. The Sunnah in entirety is included in the Quran. وَهِيَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And it is the statement of Allah the Most High. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives you, and whatever he orders you or encourages you to do, then you take it. And whatever he forbids you, then you leave it. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives you, he orders you, he brings you, he encourages you, you take it, you accept it. You take it, you accept it. And whatever he forbids you or prohibits you, then you leave it entirely. So he's mentioning a great benefit here, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that the Quran is a clarification of all things. And the Sunnah is included in that clarification. Rather, the Sunnah is the clarification of the Quran. The Sunnah is the detailed clarification of the Quran. And from those great scholars of the early generations who mentioned wonderful statements with regards to this, Al-Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 329. In his famous work, Sharh Sunnah. He mentioned in the very beginning of this work, he said, "Wal Islamu huwa Sunnah, wa Sunnatu hiya al-Islam. Wal Islamu huwa Sunnah, wa Sunnatu hiya al-Islam." Al-Islam is the Sunnah, and the Sunnah is al-Islam, and the Sunnah is al-Islam. So the clarification that has come and the great encompassing exposition of the noble Quran also is clarified in the Sunnah. There's more than 30 verses. There's 30 or more verses in the book of Allah whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered the people to obey the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To obey the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this noble verse here includes the sunnah from every aspect. So from the clarification of the Quran is the clarification of the obligation of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his laws and legal ways. In his laws and legal ways, in his sunan. And his sunan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned here, after this, a great portion of a work by As-Suyuti. As-Suyuti, he's from the scholars of the later generations. He died in the year 911. And he has a number of works specific with regards to the sciences of hadith. And he has a book called Al-Iqlil, Fi Istinbat Al-Tanzil. Also, he has works with regards to the Quran as well. But the majority of his efforts were with regards to hadith and its different sciences. So he has this work here called Al-Iqlil, and it's about deriving benefits and rulings from the revelation. And he mentioned these two verses here, and then he mentioned a number of benefits. And we only summarized some of them, and he mentioned many of them. And even Al-Imam al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah, he mentioned a great portion of that which is found there on this topic. And we summarize from that, he says, وَقَالَ الشافعي أيضا. And الشافعي رحمه الله, he says also, ليست تنزل بأحد في الدين نازلة إلا في كتاب الله الدليل على السبيل الهدى فيها. That Al-Imam al-Shafi, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, that nothing befalls a person in the affairs of his religion. Nothing will befall a person in the affairs of his religion. And no current affairs, no issues will happen in his life and occur to him. And from the affairs that may come, yani in one's life and one's religion, except that in the book of Allah is an evidence and proof for the right guidance on how to deal with that, for the correct guidance on how on how to deal with that. And then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَقَالَ الشَّافِعِي مَرَّةً بِمَكَّةً. And one time, a Shafi, he said, while he was in Mecca, سَلُونِي عَمَّا شِئْتُمْ أُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنْهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He said, ask me whatever you like. Ask me whatever you like, and I will inform you about it from the Book of Allah. Ask me whatever you like. He's telling his students and those around him, Al-Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala. What's his name? Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi. What is his kunya? Abu Abdullah. That's his nisbah. Al-Shafi is his nisbah. Is his nisbah. Naam, his kunya, Abu Abdullah. Ha, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 204. In the year 204. And he was born in the year 150. 150. And he was born in the year that another imam died. Who was that? Abu Hanifa. Ahsant. Ahsant. Abu Hanifa. And Nu'man ibn Thabit. Abu Hanifa. He was born in the year 80. And he died in the year 150. And in the same year he died, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i was born. You see how Allah Azza wa Jal, he sends men. He sends men. بَلْ هُوَ عَيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي سُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. Allahu Akbar. He sent these men and this man like this. One of them died, another one was born. One of them died and another one was born. Both of them carry the religion. Both of them carry the religion until this day, alhamdulillah. So it is from noble men whom Allah has selected and chosen all throughout history until the day, until the last day, to carry this religion. To carry this religion. So we should either strive to be from them or be from those who help them and aid them and love them. Either strive to be from them or to be from those who strive to help them and aid them and love them. One or the other. One or the other. Barakallahu fikum. He says, ask me whatever you like. Saluni ma shi'tum ukhbirukum anhu bi kitabillah. Ask me whatever you like. I would inform you about it in the Book of Allah. And any issue you have right now, I can find the ruling for that for you in the book. In the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَقِيلَ لَهُ. So somebody said to him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي الْمُحْرِمْ يَقْتُرُ الزَّنْبُورِ. مَا تَقُولُ فِي الْمُحْرِمْ يَقْتُرُ الزَّنْبُورِ. So somebody said, okay, what do you say about somebody who's in the state of ihram and he kills a hornet, a wasp, and he kills a wasp? What do you say about that? Right? This is the question now. Everybody's with me. You found what you have memorized from the Book of Allah so far. You know the verse of that referring to this. What do you, or even the Sunnah, huh? Even a hadith, right? Is there a hadith about this? Allahu a'lam. Listen to what he says, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, they say to him, somebody said to him, "Ma taqulu fil muhrim yaqturu azambur." What do you say about somebody in the state of ihram, and he kills a wasp? You know that whenever you're in a state of ihram, you cannot hunt. When you're in a state of ihram, you cannot hunt. And if you're in the haram in Mecca, you cannot harm the animals likewise either. The birds and so on and so forth. So maybe it come across his mind, what about a wasp, a hornet? You know, maybe it's dangerous. Maybe he's in the tent with you, right? What are you going to do? The likes like this. So somebody asked a question. This is the question they said, rahimahullah. So he said, Al-Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah, the most high, he says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah, the most high, he says, the meaning of which is, whatever the messenger of Allah, he gives you, then you take it, and whatever he forbids you, then you refrain and leave it. Then he says, وَحَدَّثَنَا سُفْيَانُ بْنُ عُيَيْنَةَ. Sufyan ibn Uyayna narrated to us, عَنْ عَبْدُ الْمَلِكِ ibn Umayr, that Abdul Malik ibn Umayr narrated to him, and Rib'i ibn Khirash, that Rib'i ibn Khirash narrated to him, and Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu anhu, that Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, the noble companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated to him, and al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, iqtadu billadayni min ba'di Abi Bakrin wa Umar, that you must follow and take as role models and examples the two after me, Abu Bakr and Umar. Then he says, rahimahullah, وَحَدَّثَنَا Sufyan and Mis'ar ibn Kidam and Qais ibn Muslim and Tariq ibn Shihab and Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu annahu amara biqatri al-muhrim al-zambur. Annahu amara biqatri al-muhrim al-zambur. And then he says after that, rahimahullah, and Sufyan narrated to me that Mis'ar ibn Kidam narrated to him that Qais ibn Muslim narrated to him, that Tariq ibn Shihab narrated to him, that Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu, he ordered the one who was in the state of ihram to kill the wasp. To kill the wasp. Do I have to say anything else? What's his methodology? What's the manhaj of Imam Shafi? Huh? What is it called? Al-manhaj al-Salafi. Al-manhaj al-Salafi. First, he used the Book of Allah as evidence for the obligation of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he used the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the obligation of following Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah. And then the issue came up that was not present in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the judgment was made by Umar, and it's an obligation to follow that as has preceded. This is the proper understanding. This is how the four imams understood Islam. This is how those before them understood Islam, because this is what they learned. And this is what they were upon. This is, wallahi, a great, great benefit. Look at his methodology. And this is how it was in those days. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, he's a scholar of hadith. And his greatest teacher is Imam Malik, from the greatest narrators of hadith. And here he is narrating these hadith. And in this manner like this, he didn't suffice. Qala Rasulullah, rather, hadathani fulan. And fulan. This is a beautiful way. This is something specific only to Islam. Only the Muslims have a chain back to their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's connected, that can be verified and authenticated. This is something that naftakhiru bihi, that we find as a great honor and that we're proud of. Alhamdulillah, we have a chain back to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the Christians, then there's generations between them and any one of the Hawariyin, anyone who claimed to be alive in those days, they're lost, and that's why they're lost. They're lost. That chain is lost, and that's why they're lost. Al-Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, we see his methodology here, and his care and concern for the Qur'an and the hadith. For the Qur'an and the hadith, he has lines of poetry. Lines of poetry that are very beautiful. Rahimahullah, he says, قُلُ الْعُلُومِ سِوَى الْقُرْآنِ مَشْغَلَةٌ إِلَى الْحَدِيثَ وَعِلْمَ الْفِقْهِ فِي الدِّينِ العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا وما سوى ذلك وساوس الشياطين. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, كل العلوم سوى القرآن مشغلة. All of the sciences besides the Quran is something that preoccupies and busies you from that which is proper. إلا الحديث وعلم الفقه في الدين. Except for the narrations, the hadith, and understanding fiqh in the religion. العلم ما كان فيه قال حدثنا. The true knowledge is that which has in it حَدَّثَنَا. So-and-so narrated to me that so-and-so narrated to me. وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ وَسَاوَسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. And anything besides that is whispers of the devils. Is whispers of the devils. So this is very suitable for the chapter that we're discussing. بَابٌ مَنْ ابْتَغَى الْهُدَى فِي غَيْرِ الْقُرْآنِ. The chapter, the one who seeks guidance from other than the Qur'an. From other than the Qur'an. And the guidance of the Qur'an is clarified in the sunnah and restricted and understood by the salaf of this ummah. As we see here, this is the proper understanding and this is the proper guidance of the Quran. Those who are upon the guidance of the Quran, they're no doubt the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then his companions, and then their students, and then the four imams, and after that the people deviate. So those who want the true Islam, they will follow this way. وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ وَسَاوِسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. And anything besides that is whispers of the devil. Ash-Shankithi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned after this, likewise, he says, رَوَى الْبُخَارِي and Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu أَنَّهُ قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاشِمَاتِ وَالْمُسْتَوْشِمَاتِ وَالْمُتَنَامِصَاتِ وَالْمُتَفَلِّجَاتِ لِلْحُسْنِ وَالْمُغَيِّرَاتِ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. That it's been narrated by Bukhari from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said, may Allah curse the woman who gives tattoos and the woman who takes the tattoos and the woman who plucks her eyebrows and eyelashes and the woman who splits her teeth apart in order to beautify herself. And he puts gaps in her teeth intentionally to beautify herself, and those who change the creation of Allah. And he, Ibn Mas'ud himself, is saying, may Allah curse these people. La'an Allahu fulana wa fulana. May Allah curse these individuals. فَقَالَتْ لَهُمْ رَأَتٌ فِي ذَلِكَ. So a woman, she said to him about this, why are you cursing these people like this? And what is carrying you to act like this and to say any curse words against these people, like this, against these women? So, فَقَالَ وَمَا لِي لَا أَلْعَنُ مَنْ لَعَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Why would I not curse the one who the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم cursed, and it's in the book of Allah?
Anis in the book of Allah. فقالت لقد قرأت ما بين اللوحين ما بين اللوحين فما وجدت فيه ما تقول. She says, I have read what's in both sides. I have read the whole entire Quran, the Mus'haf entirety, and I don't find what you're talking about. And I don't find no curse of this woman, of the woman who does the tattoos, of the one who does the tattoos, or the one who takes the tattoos, or the one who trims her eyes, her eyebrows and eyelashes, and the likes like this, or the one who gets that done to her. I don't find this in the book of Allah. I read the whole thing. So he says, radiallahu anhu, qala la'in qara'tihi laqad wajadtihi. If you truly read it, then you will find it. Ama qara'ti, have you not read? Wa ma ataakum ar-rasulu fakhudhuhu wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu. Have you not read the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and whatever the messenger gives you, then you must take it, and whatever he forbids you, then you must leave it? Qalat bala, she said, of course, I read that. Qala fa innahu qad naha anhu. Then he said, radiallahu anhu, then indeed he had prohibited that. Then indeed he had prohibited then. The point is to understand the importance of understanding this clarification. The clarification of the Quran is coupled with the clarification of the Sunnah. It's coupled with the clarification of the Sunnah. And that which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the Quran is clarified from that which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the Sunnah. From the Sunnah. This narration continues in Sahih Bukhari. And the woman, she says, قَالَتْ فَإِنِّي أَرَى أَهْلَكَ يَفْعَلُونَهُ. Then he said, but I find your family doing it. She said to him, but I find your family doing it. Huh? This is her evidence now. This is an indication likewise some people, they use the actions of others as evidence, especially if they're known for knowledge, especially if they're known for virtue. The people will look at their family as role models and use them as evidence. And this is not necessarily always a proof, as he's saying here. But the point is, Zani, that she's looking with, but your family does it. You're saying that it's not allowed, but your family does it. What did he say, رضي الله عنه, قَالَ فَذْهَبِي وَانْظُرِي. Go and look then. If my family does it, go look and make sure. Go find out. And maybe you're mistaken. So it's mentioned, فَذَهَبَتْ فَنَظَرَتْ فَلَمْ تَرَى من حاجتها شيئا. So he said, so she went and she looked and she didn't find anything. And she had mistaken. She was wrong. And he came back and she said, no, I was wrong. They're not doing that. فَقَالَ لَوْ كَانَتْ كَذَلِكَ مَا جَامَعْتُهَا. And he said, if my family was doing that, I would not be with them at all. And if my family was known for disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla in this manner like this, and being disobedient to the messenger like that, blatantly, I would not be with him. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.